Welcome everyone to a special edition of our Monday Mindsets. And last week I started noodling about, what I was going to talk about today and then what I might talk about next week. And it hit me that we just need to make this a planning session for 2022 so everybody, including me, can have our best year ever. So that's what we're going to do. You'll notice this is a little different than our normal Monday Mindsets, and the fact that I encourage you to put your cameras on if you want to. I encourage you to ask questions, and we will have a Q&A at the end, which is not normal. I'll also have a handout for you guys this week, next week, and the week after for you guys to start doing your own planning. And this is going to be a very interactive 3 weeks for you guys to get going and start planning 2022. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get going. I'm going to start with a quote by Miss Dolly Parton. If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. I love that quote. So when you look back at 2021, whether it was your best year ever to date, which it was for me, whether it was the worst year ever for you, no matter what, if you want to be on a new road, you have to pave it yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to take your destiny. You have to take your future. And the only person, and I mean this, the only person who can make it happen is you. Now you have tools and people and resources and other things that will contribute to your success, but only you can start walking a new road. And we're going to start doing that today and over the next 3 weeks. So that's what I planned for you guys. If you don't know this Monday Mindset, if this is your first time, we come here every single week to get our minds right. Because when we change our minds, we can change the world, and especially our businesses and our lives. So I'm going to spend the next 3 weeks helping you create that 2022 game plan to have your best year ever. What does your best year ever look like? Let's be honest, it's not what mine looks like. It's what yours looks like. Now, for me, 2021 was our best year ever to date. And that has happened every year for me since I started my business, except for 2020. During the COVID pandemic, we did not have our best year ever, but we still had a pretty darn good year. And so why does that happen? Why do people like me always succeed? Am I just lucky? No. I plan for success. I envision success, and then I go after success. And each year it might be different. In 2020, I set my expectations accordingly for that particular year, and we blew our expectations out of the water, still falling short from the previous year. But during a pandemic, we felt we did pretty good. And that's what I want you to mentally start thinking. What do you want 2022 to look like? It doesn't matter what I want it to look like or what anyone else wants it to look like. It's really about you and your business and your life. So we're going to get really deep into something called SMART goals. And we're going to spend today really talking about what SMART goals are. And then I have a worksheet for you that I'm going to go over with you. And then I want you to go back. And from now until next Monday, I want you to go and kind of spend some time reflecting on what these goals should be. And then when you come back next Monday, we're going to take it the next step farther and start really planning out exactly a blueprint, a game plan for your 2022. So SMART goals, if you don't know what they are, SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. And instead of showing you what that looks like in a PowerPoint, I actually created if you guys don't know, I'm an Excel freak. I love Excel. I'm always creating stuff in Excel. And I created our best year ever success planning. And it's going to be around 8 to 12 sheets of this is what you're going to follow throughout the whole year. You get to take this with you. It's a free gift. Nothing in the next 3 weeks do you have to pay for. So we're going to give that to you. We want you to succeed. We want your business to, go to the next level. So week one is all about SMART goals. I'm going to bring up the spreadsheet that I'm going to give you guys, and we're going to go ahead and start talking about SMART goals. And then I want you guys to start thinking about, if I can get like I got to stop sharing there. Here we go. And we'll come here. So I'm going to show you the spreadsheet I created for you guys. So I'm going to zoom in and we're going to start with the first one, S, specific. When it comes to goal planning, something I want you to be very clear about is the more specific you can be, the bigger, greater chance you will actually achieve that goal. So the goal should be very clear, very specific. It should be precise, right? If it's not, you're not going to know what to focus on. You're not going to know where to spend your time, your energy, that sort of thing. So when you're drafting that goal, I want you to think about five questions. What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to accomplish? Is it money? Is it a certain level of success? Is it a certain number of customers, a certain number of leads? What is it you're trying to accomplish with that very hyper-specific goal? The next thing I want you to ask yourself is, why is this goal important? Why is this goal so important? Well, if it's money, I want you to start thinking about why you want that money. I don't want you to just say, oh, I just want to be rich, right? That's not specific. Specific is I want to make $1 million in the next 12 months. Why do I want to make $1 million? Well, maybe because I want to go ahead and get my house paid off and get my cars paid off and start putting money into my retirement. Maybe I want that money so I can travel the world with my family. Maybe I want that money because I have a sick relative or friend I want to help. We need to know what we want to accomplish specifically, and then why we want to accomplish that goal. And the next thing you want to ask yourself in the specificity of your goal, who is involved? Who else is involved in that goal? Now, I don't want you to just think work. Most people would immediately go straight down to who's involved work-wise, right? Who is involved in this endeavor? Well, it's my VA or my developer. But I'll be here to tell you, in your business, in your life, in your goals, the other who's are going to be husbands and wives and family, friends. Who is involved in this goal? Who does this goal impact? Where is this goal located? Is this something I can do locally? Is this something I'm doing abroad? Start thinking about where this is going to happen. I'll digress for a second. And I was talking to someone the other day who wanted to start their own business. And they were asking me for advice about starting their business. And the number one thing I said was, what does your life look like as you build and manage this business? Are you going into an office every day? Are you going into a real retail store every day? Do you want to be bound by hours and time? Do you want weekends off? Notice I didn't start with, how much money do you want to make? What do you like to do? I went straight to the where is all this going to happen in your world? Because I created a lifestyle business on purpose. This was not chance or accident. I wanted to be able to work from anywhere in the world. If you don't know, the name of my agency is Portside Marketing. And I'm in landlocked Dallas. Why would I name a business Portside Marketing? Because it was very relevant to me. Relevant in the sense that I wanted to be able to work from anywhere in the world and not be bound by a location, not be bound by geography. So start thinking about those things in your goal. And then which resources or limit thereof are involved. When we're thinking specificity, we want to think as hyper specific as we can. But we also want our goal to be simple. We want it to be sensible. And obviously significant. So some of the things we're going to talk about in our next part of the goal, the M, is going to be measuring that goal. So how does this spreadsheet work? Well, it's pretty simple. I have, when you print this out, it'll print out in two pages. The first page tells you how to do the goal. And then the second page has blanks for you to just start taking notes and writing down. And yes, you can do it in Excel. You can print it out, do it however you want. Get more paper if you need it. But in the specificity section, being specific, just start writing down your goals, monetarily, success-wise, how much money do you want to make? How many leads do you want to bring in? Just start thinking about what the actual goal is and just take notes. Right now, you're not trying to craft a big statement. Here's my SMART goal. You're trying to get hyper-specific. When you start doing this, it starts kind of getting your brain going. And what you're going to find is you start having more ideas like, oh, you know, that's what I really want. But again, I want you to focus on the what, the why, the who, where it's located, and which resources or limits are involved. And again, use another, you know, grab a sheet of paper, do another Excel, you know, tab, but put all your SMART stuff, all your specific stuff, and get it all gathered. Okay, once we're done with that, we're going to talk about measuring the goal. And let me make this font smaller so it all fits in one. Your goal should be very measurable, right? Because if you don't have the ability to measure your goal, you can't track the progress of that goal. And progress is what keeps us motivated. When you get a sale, you get excited. But when you said, hey, I want 3 sales this month and you get 4, you go freaking nuts. You're like, man, I crushed this goal. So I don't want you to think, oh, I'm going to measure low so I can reach high. Don't do that. Stretch yourself. But you want to track the progress. We need to know exactly what our goals are. Progress is what's going to help you stay focused, meet your deadlines, and stay excited. Because a year is a long time. It's a long time. A few weeks ago, if you guys don't know, we started a new program. It's called the Agency Fast Track Revenue System. And I met with the two fellas who I'm doing that program with, Colin and Danny. And we sat in a room for 3 days. And a lot of people wonder, what'd you do for 3 days? We planned out our year. We planned out what specifics. And then we went to measuring. We know exactly what we want to do. We know the numbers. It's important. Why? Because if you have something to hold yourself to, a standard, you're more likely to achieve it. So you want to ask yourself questions like, how much or how many? How much money do you want to make specifically? And if you say, this is how much money I want to make this year, start thinking about how much money do I want to make each month? And no, you're not going to, you know, be able to divide it by 12 and just do that. Because, you know, the first couple of months, you're just getting started, right? You're just putting things in place. So make sure you have a way to track that. Now, I'm not going to spend a ton of time in the next 3 weeks talking about my programs, but I am going to point out which program has what type of stuff in it. Because I know a lot of you guys are thinking about possibly going to some next year. So in our Agency Fast Track X Success, we deal with that kind of stuff. We start talking about how to measure and how many you need to reach X goal. And we have a rolling calculator that actually creates month 1, month 2, month 3, all the way to down month 12 by saying, I'm only going to reach 1% of my goal the first month, and then maybe 3% the second month, and then et cetera, et cetera. Be realistic and know if you want to make $1,200, or if you want to make $1,000 or $12,000, how much, how many? Now, when I talk about how many is going to be, you can't just say, I want to make $100,000 more next year by bringing in more leads. How many more leads exactly would get you to that $100,000? How many leads do you need to convert into a sale? And we're going to do this over the next 3 weeks, but I want you to think like that. I want you to think of how much, how many. Most importantly, why we need measures are, how will we know when we accomplished it? How are we going to know when we've reached that goal? When we can check off the measure, right? So everything must be measurable. And then ask yourself, is this measure easy to understand? Don't complicate it. Don't complicate it. Make it as simple as possible and clear and concise. I want to earn $120,000 more in 2022 than I did in 2021. Simple. You know what you made this year? You now need to add $120K. Technically, if you just want to divide it by 12, that's going to be $10K a month. But here's where you have to be specific. Do you want to make it in 2022 and be done with that goal in 2022? Or is your goal, I want to get up to $10,000 more a month by the end of 2022? See, it's a different goal. It's a different goal. If I want to make $120K more in 2022, or if in 2022, if I'm starting from zero, I just want to get to, by the end of 2022, I'm making $10K a month. And that's what we mean by hyper-specific and hyper-measurable. You have to know exactly what you're going after. So same thing, I want you to spend the week, and I mean, spend some time doing this. Don't take this lightly. And come up here and put down, what are your measures? Start playing with numbers. Start thinking about, I don't want you to overthink it. I don't want you to underthink it. Write down stuff. If there's a little voice in your head saying, oh, you can't do that, stop listening. Maybe we have to level set that at a later date, but right now, just write. And then look at it again. And is it measurable, right? Is it meaningful? So once we know, okay, this goal is measurable, the next thing I want you to ask yourself, is it achievable? Is it achievable? Because here's the thing. If I want to be a billionaire in 2022, and I want to use my agency to do that, probably not achievable. Not in 12 months. Now, if I want to make $1 billion and I plan on playing the lottery, it's achievable. It's not probable, but at least that's achievable. And I know that's a weird example, but your goal has to be realistic and it has to be attainable to be successful. Just because I make 7 figures and other people make 7 figures, and heck, I know people making 8 figures, friends of mine, that's not me and that's not my goal and that shouldn't be yours. What's realistic for you if you're at zero? And you're just starting, or last year you didn't make very much. Making $1 million in 2022 is probably not realistic. Could it happen? Sure. And I could give you lots of success stories where people have done that. But we're going to have to ask some good, solid questions of ourselves in that goal planning. Are we willing to make the sacrifices it makes to do that, or takes to do that? Are we willing to do what it takes to make that happen? And is, after all that, it really achievable? I want you to dream big, but I want you to have success, because nothing breeds success like success. Every year I do better, I want to do even better the following year. One thing most people don't know about themselves, and maybe some of you have figured it out, the reason you're an entrepreneur is usually twofold. One, you like to build stuff. And two, you like the game. We like playing the game. When I succeed, I always set myself a new measure almost immediately. I've learned to stop and celebrate the success and revel in it, but I also will quickly reset my goals. So ask yourself these questions. How can I accomplish this goal? How realistic is the goal based on other constraints, such as financial factors? If you give any person enough money, they can make money from that money given a certain skill set. So be realistic. If you don't have a lot of money to invest in your business right now, then you're going to have to invest time. Be realistic. How much time do you have? Will I be able to make the time for this goal? And that's big. Is this goal too unattainable? Now, I'm not putting these things in here to dissuade you or to even crush any dreams or hopes. I'm actually putting them in here to make sure you succeed and you'll succeed by setting achievable, realistic goals. So same thing, I want you to come over here and over the next week, I want you to list anything that you think could get in the way or any concerns you might have, right? Maybe list any concerns about what might, and don't worry about people yet. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But are there concerns like, you know, I don't have the resources, or I don't have this, or I do have this? Just again, we're taking notes. We're trying to get everything out of our head and start thinking about what is 2022 going to look like for us. And I know it seems weird, you know, even the success I've had, I do this every year. I do not take this lightly. I sit down and I plan out my 2022, both for my company, me personally. I even plan out how much vacation time I want, how much off time I want, because if I put it all down in writing, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Okay, the next part of SMART is R, relevance, right? It needs to be relevant. It needs to be relevant. Does this seem worthwhile? If you don't think it's worth it, you're not going to do it, even though someone tells you you should. I could tell you, you know, logo design is a great way to get in the door. But if that just doesn't jive with you, it's not relevant, it's not going to seem worthwhile to you, you're not going to want to do it. So the goal has to be clear and specific, but it has to be worthwhile. And I think I missed, I copied a couple of these and I'll fix that before I send it to you, but it's got to be worthwhile. It's got to be something you want to have happen. Is this the right time? Timing is everything in business. Timing is everything. Right now, probably not the greatest time to be running, starting a cruise ship business, right? Probably not the right time for that. But it is the right time to help small businesses. Does this match our other efforts and needs? Like, does this fit into our portfolio? Does this somehow double dip? My favorite thing is when I can double dip. I can make money selling logos. People who need logos almost always need print, and people who need logos in print almost always, almost always need a website. People who build websites down the road likely will need SEO. So to me, adding something to my business has to be relevant, right? It has to match the other efforts I'm doing. Then I want you to ask yourself, am I the right person to reach this goal? Am I the right person to reach this goal? Maybe you're not. I'm not the doer in my company. So creating goals for myself where I'm being the doer is a bad idea. But creating goals where I'm the creator, the visionary, that's what I'm really good at. And that's not something I just came to know about myself. I actually took lots of Myers-Briggs and all sorts of personality tests. And I went through training to figure out the reason why my business wasn't doing so well in the beginning is because I was the doer when that's not the best role for me. And likely if you own a business, you haven't realized it yet, you're an entrepreneur. And the doing, as much as you might think you love it, is probably what's holding you back. Is it applicable in the current socioeconomic environment? And I kind of already covered that one, right? Don't start a cruise business right now. Maybe not an indoor kids play gym, you know, something like that. Okay, same thing. I want you to think about relevancy, and I want you to put any notes that come to mind. Is this reasonable? Is it realistic, right? Start thinking about the relevancy of your goal. And then last but not least, time bound. You have to put clear and concise timings to every single goal, every single task, everything you do, and try to meet those. So when is this going to happen? And remember, we don't have just one goal during the year. We have many of them. We're going to go through this exercise over and over. Right now, we're planning our best year ever. So we're planning very high-level goals. You could repeat this for every sub-goal, every smaller goal. So when am I going to do this by? What can I get done in 6 months? What can I get done in 6 weeks? What can I get done today? Or, hey, what can I get done right now? Like after I get off this call, look at my schedule all the time. I look at it constantly. And sometimes I'll see a 30-minute block and I steal that block back for myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this in that block. I'm going to shut off my email. I'm going to turn off my phone. I don't care if the president of the United States is calling me. That's my time. I'm not giving it back. What can I do right now? When we actually put a time on our goal, I'm going to make this much money doing these things by this date. Now we have a SMART goal, right? Now we have a SMART goal. And the same thing, I want you to start thinking about your goal and breaking it down. So when you think about your goal, start thinking about, okay, how long do I want this goal to go? Do I want it to go 12 months? Do I want it to go 6 months? You don't have to set a 12-month goal. You could set a 6-month goal. But then start thinking about other things. And each particular piece of time that you have, how much time, I want you to write down, how much time will I commit every single week to this goal? Not to my business, not to my family, to this goal. Is it 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours? And even write some notes down of what times you think you'd be able to do this thing, to work on the activities related to this goal. Again, in our X Success course, we teach this very thing. We have an exercise that we go through to make sure we are managing our calendars. It's called our Power Cal. We make sure we outline time for everything we need to do. And the funny thing is, those people who take the time to fill out these Excel spreadsheets, to fill out their goals, to think about it, to commit to it every single time, those are the people that exceed the highest. They succeed, they exceed, they build their businesses faster and better. And other people look back and say, well, how did that guy do it? If you go back and you think about last year, were you smart, right? Were you smart? Were you very specific on what you wanted to get done in 2021? Did you have measures in place to make sure you knew exactly what numbers you had to hit to reach that goal? Was the goal achievable in the first place? Was it relevant? And did you have timings on every single thing? If you'll do these things, if you'll go back over the next week, and I know it's the holidays for many of us, and I have family coming in town tomorrow and taking over my house, I'm going to get my stuff done before that. But I also know when they're leaving and I know what moments I can steal. I don't waste any moments in my world on purpose because I know what my moments can bring me. I don't ever fly by the seat of my pants. It's just not who I am. So if you'll take the time over the next week to fill out this sheet, there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. And then I'm going to encourage everyone to post. I want you to post your sheets in our Client Acquisition and Scaling Facebook group. Now, if you're not in that group, let us know. Reach out to us however you got here. If it was through an email, if it was through a YouTube video, if it was through, you know, the group. Let us know if you need links to stuff. We'll get them to you. But when you post that in the group, I will look at it. I will look at every single one. I don't care how many there are. And I will specifically next week spend the first 15 minutes going over persons, right? So I'll pick some and I'll go over them live and we'll talk about them. And I'll point out, hey, maybe this could be a little more specific or no, this one's dead on. And I will help you start crafting. And by the end of next week, we are going to have a succinct goal. And then the following week, we're going to put in measures in place, and I'm going to show you how to make sure you reach those goals. So I want to talk about a couple of tips right here, and these are on these sheets as well. A success tip for you. Don't set goals that someone else has power over, period. No goal should be outside of your control. So an example I'm giving you is you can send out all the emails, cold emails, postcards, any type of stuff you want. You have no control over the people that respond. You don't know how many are going to respond. You don't know how they're going to respond. You don't know what they're going to respond to. What you can control, however, is how many you send out and that you do it week after week after week. Because what will happen when you have a goal where you say, I'm going to send out this many leads, this many emails, this many postcards, this many letters, whatever it is you're doing, that you can control and you can consistently do it. And as you get the results, you can measure those results. And from those results, you can actually make changes accordingly. So if my goal is I need 5 new leads by X number of period, I might send out 500 and only get 2. Okay, let's do it again. Maybe we have to send out 1,000 to get 5. Remember, you have no control over certain things. Don't make that part of your goal. So don't make your goal unattainable, if that makes sense. And I can give more examples if you guys need them, but do not set a goal that somebody else has power over. In the real world, I think about my corporate background and what I used to do back then. If my goal was to get X number of dollars in my bonus check, I was probably going to be disappointed because I could be the star employee and somebody else decides how that money gets divvied up. I've got no control over that. What I can do, however, is maybe make a goal to be the better of the bunch, to get more education, to be more valuable to the organization, to do certain things that give me a better chance of somebody giving me a higher bonus. But in the end, I don't control that. So making, I want to earn X number of dollars when I'm not the one who controls that, that's tough. I'm not saying we can't set monetary goals in our business. We can. We have to be in control of all the measures we can to help us succeed. And then I added another tip over here just to keep in mind. When you use SMART, right? Use the SMART system. What I want you to understand is you create clear, attainable, meaningful goals. And this is the most important part. These help you develop that motivation, that desire, that need, that want to get up every day and keep moving forward. If we create goals that actually we start hitting and we start getting, it's very motivational. And I'm going to be super honest with you guys. What motivates me the most, and it sounds shallow, but I'm sorry if you think that, I don't, but it does to most. I love getting up in the morning and seeing a note from my bank telling me how much money got deposited. Or an ACH has been just started for a $4,600 a month client. Or this money has been moved from your Stripe account over here. It makes me want to get going every day, like, hot dang, look at that. Got some money while I slept. Let's keep going. All of our efforts, if we can start winning, and that's the key here. And I'm going to help you guys with that. We want to start winning. Don't make your goals so lofty and so out of touch that you can't actually succeed with them, because then you'll lose your motivation. So let's start small. So that is what I'm going to talk about today. And what I'm going to do is just remind you, I want you guys to fill out this sheet. I want you to fill in as much as possible. Again, we're not writing our actual overarching goal yet. Please send me your sheets. You're going to put them into the Facebook group. If for some reason you're just super shy and you do not want to do that, PM me in Facebook. Just send me a private message with it in Facebook. But I would prefer you do it in the group, because what you're going to learn is we're a tribe, a village, a community. And Colin is a very smart person, and Elena and Hava, and you know, I'm seeing other names on the screen. all very intelligent people. These are people who last year were in our hot seats because they have succeeded. If you put your sheets in the Facebook group, I'm not the only one who sees them. Everyone will give you clear and good advice, which also brings me to the last point. If you're going to comment on anyone else's stuff, if you don't have anything nice to say or constructive, don't say anything at all, please. We only motivate in my channels. It's the only way. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch back to the slide presentation, close this up by asking if you guys have any questions. So let me get back there. Open it up for questions. And you can ask questions in the chat. You can open up your mic, come on video, however you want to ask questions. And if I don't see any, I'll let you guys go. But if I do, I will answer anything. If you're unclear on anything here, let me know. Now, as you fill this out as well, if you end up having some questions, if there's some things you need help on, again, put it in that Facebook Client Acquisition and Scaling Facebook group. That is where we communicate. Go ahead and put it in there. I will also post the documents. So you can print them out if you want to. You can fill them out in the spreadsheet. I am going to post that as soon as we get off this call. It'll be posted in the post where you put the words best year ever. That's where we're going to post it. And then later this week, we will have a replay of this. It'll take me a day or two to get that up, but I will get that posted immediately. Okay, Colin has a question. Lisa, how often do you recommend reviewing your goals yearly? Awesome question, Colin. I tend to review my goals daily. Now, that's because I always want to remember what it is I committed to. It might just be a glance. It might just look at it real quick. If I'm doing an in-depth review, I typically will go monthly and quarterly. So monthly, I'm looking at my monthly measures. Quarterly, I'm looking at my quarterly measures. I usually want to see where I'm at. And then sometimes I adjust. And what do I mean by that? If I am 6 months in and I'm only one quarter to my goal, I'm probably going to adjust that goal so I can get a win. But if I'm 6 months in and I'm three quarters to my goal, I have the tendency to adjust that goal to make it larger. I don't sit back on my laurels and say, I'm almost there. I can take the rest of the year off. That's just not me. So for me, I will actually do that. Now, great. Another great question, Colin says, do you simply put the goal sheet up on your wall to look at it for inspiration? I don't put things on my wall. I'm not that girl, but I have usually a stack. I have company coming, so I've cleaned my desk, but I usually have a stack of things and I have two stacks, stuff that I'll get to sometime in life. And then I have a couple things that sit right on my desk that are super important. So Colin and I are in Agency Fast Track Revenue System together, and he and myself and Danny, we went and created goals. Colin, those, like the sheet where we did our goals, that's sitting on my desk. That's sitting on my desk. So for me, that's what I do on a regular basis. I just need to look at it. I need to digest it. I need to remind myself, this is what I promised, because here's what happens. Time flies, right? Oh, I mean, I get that done in a month. And then you look up and go, where did 3 weeks go? What, I have to have this done in a week. So, having them right in front of you. And then as Colin knows, I use Asana. I keep things very scheduled. I assign stuff to myself. My team assigns stuff to me, and that I'm looking at every single day. There's not a day that goes by, even when I'm off, that I'm not in looking at things like my schedule, Asana, and my goals. Terry has a really good point. For achievability, remember, your huge goals can be broken up into smaller goals that you can certainly reach on your way to the huge ones. Terry's a great coach, mentor, trainer himself. I am privileged to have some of the great people we have in this community. It's another reminder on why you want to post your stuff live, because other people are going to comment on it. And Terry's right. Next week, I'm going to show you the next spreadsheet, and it's already baked. It's already in the can because, hey, it's Christmas. I know I'm not going to be working this weekend. And we are getting a lot hyper specific. We're going to start talking about monthlies and quarterlies and the kind of things we can do. So we're going to start doing that. Dale asked, if you were starting your agency today, would you focus on one or two niches or go broad within local businesses? Dale, fill out the smart sheet and ask yourself those questions, because going down a niche can be easier and quicker because you're not reinventing the wheel. That niche needs specific content. They need, and I'm assuming you're meaning SEO or web dev or things like that. They all need very specific things. So of course, niching can be the best, but I don't care where you are, new, middle, very experienced, you should never try to do five things at once, right? Now, some people can juggle, sing while standing on one foot. I can't. So when I go down a niche, I do it one at a time. I go down that niche. I hyper-focus on that niche. I perfect the processes for that niche. I come up with the systems for that niche. Then when it's successful and it's hitting on all cylinders, I will go into the next one. And you guys know my first niche, not that many people think this is, but to me it is, small mom and pop startup companies. That was a niche for me. I love that niche. I love the people just starting their businesses. So 100%, I would focus on one to start with. I wouldn't even go one to two. And whether you should go broad or not is up to you. I'm going broad, Dale, notice, but still niched in the mom and pop startups. So it's not like I'm going to take every one of them. I'm definitely looking for the certain type of business. I have criteria for my niche, but it could be lawyers. It could be chiros. It could be dentists, but it also could be probably about five or six others. So I would say I've probably got a list of about 10 types of businesses I go after in that little niche. Now, am I starting to flesh out individual niches? Sure I am. You know, this year, that's one of my big goals, literally coming out and niching down on those 10. So on the 10 that I'm already in, I'm starting to put together materials and processes and lead gen and things like that to go down each specific one. And of course, Dale, you're in this program. So I'm also using our new program, our agency fast track revenue system, to get in the door with a lot of them. So a lot of these go hand in hand. Okay, I'm not seeing any more questions. I will check again in a minute while you guys type if you have some questions. I'm also going to mention this. So next week and the week after, we're coming back here. We're going to dig in a lot deeper in the next 2 weeks. Because we announced this so rashly, I wanted people to get a chance to get in. I'm going to run the replay this week. People can do their homework. And then next week and the week after, we're going to dig in and we're going to use specific examples. That's why I want you guys to send my sheet. If you're one of the people we pick over the next 2 weeks, I'm not showing you my goals. We're not going to work on my goals. We're going to work on at least two, maybe three people in the rest of the series. I also want to encourage you, if you have never, ever gotten a strategy session with me, I give them away absolutely free. No strings, no obligation. Sit down with me, ping me, type strategy in the comments here, type strategy over on Facebook, ping me, PM me, send me an email. I'm giving you my contact information right here. You can email me. You can find me on Skype. Set up a one-on-one strategy call for the beginning of the year. Unfortunately, I'm booked the rest of the year because I'm taking time off. But in the beginning of the year, set up that strategy call with me. I can help you decide, do we have programs that can help you? If we don't, I also have some free videos you guys can watch and some things. I'll know what resources to send your way. So definitely let me know if you have any of those things. Okay, one more question I see. What is your policy on doing multiple companies within the same geographic area competing? It depends what I'm doing. I'll build as many websites as a city will hold. There's no harm in me building 20 dental websites in a 10-mile area. I don't care about that. However, if I'm doing marketing for them, if I'm doing SEO for them, we keep it to two in what we call a reasonable geographic area. So if a dentist That dentist is probably going to reach 5 to 10 miles. I'll only take 2 dentists in a 5 to 10 mile radius. Whereas I have a pool cleaning company that, you know, their radius is the whole Metroplex. So I would only take 2. In that particular case, Dale, this particular company that I work with pays me enough that I have made them exclusive and they know it. So they are my exclusive company in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I think it's a personal choice, but I wouldn't go above 2. I wouldn't go above 2. Okay, not seeing any more questions. I do try to keep these short. This is no different. We're going to do the same thing with the next 2 sessions. I'm going to try to keep it under an hour. Do go do your homework. Please put it on Facebook. I will be spending the holidays reading them and picking some for next week and the week after and things like that. For those of you in my community, for those of you in my courses, or for you, those of you who just showed up, know that 2022 can literally be your best year ever. But go finish out 2021. Have an amazing holiday, everyone. Whatever holiday you celebrate, go have it. I am a Christian, so Merry Christmas to all of you and Happy New Year to all. I will see you guys right back here Monday at 10 a.m. and we are going to dive deeper. So look for the spreadsheet. As soon as we close this call, I'll get it up. And if you've got time today, knock that out. Don't even wait while you're already pumped. Thank you, everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year.